Welcome back to the New Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Let's go to the phone lines and Mark from the site. Hey, Mark, how you doing, man? Was that you that I was having that give and take
fighting
with?
Yeah.
Under a different alias, Mark?
No, it wasn't.
Okay. I didn't think so.
I kind of, you know, that my Facebook presence is limited to, you know, posting some stuff on, you know, usually on the Devil's Advocate site, that I don't do a whole lot of Facebooking. But I couldn't help but thinking with one of the comments made, but remaining at home, but remember the old song at 17 by Janis Ian, you know, lacking in the social graces, desperately remained at home. Mm-hmm. You know, that, and then it goes on to say invented lovers on the phone, but I mean, it just kind of seems that you got so many people that are at home and they're inventing all this stuff, they're inventing their own persona at home. They can come on really strong when either they post something or they call in, and you wonder if that's what they're like when they, you know, when they hit the streets, you know, that and they don't quite have the courage of their convictions, you know, to,
That's a clear, that's a cogent explanation. Like, that's a really good way to say it. Like that little quote
it is just we all get isolated, and all, especially with the pandemic, that for some of us who had to remain at home. Mm-hmm. I mean, that if you're combat and anything else, you know, that your best place, safest place was to be was at home. But that was pretty frustrating, you know, that when you're kind of lacking any kind of contact at all, then that you're not supposed to go to the grocery store and see all the faces. And you know, when I started chemo, that, you know, the first month, I got my fellow travelers in it, but then like a month and a half in, when COVID hit, you didn't see anybody in the waiting room. It's just like there might be one other person in the waiting room, you know, the room across from you, because they were scheduling things. Mm-hmm. Because they didn't know what was going to happen with this whole thing. And that, but I mean, we just have to, you know, be kind to one another, but it's really tough to be kind to
Mark, I'm talking to more and more people that I know who have contracted COVID now, and it's making me believe that it's inevitable that I'm going to contract it. Mm-hmm. At a given time. And I got to tell you, man, I was almost feeling indestructible, which is a stupid way of thinking, because I was one of the first to get a booster shot. And man, I'd walk into hell with the gasoline jacket on my back. In other words, walk right into a whole group of all these people, you know, at the grocery store, me not having any mask or any of those things because, hey, man, I'm vaccinated, you know, and I've talked to so many of my friends who have also been vaccinated and who also have, you know, the booster. And, man, they've contracted COVID. So,
I've been wearing a mask consistently now, and what I've noticed is, you know, you see a lot of people with masks, and then, but then you kind of pay attention to their eyes, and I go, you know, that there's a, you know, there's a lot of women out there with beautiful eyes, and that I'd notice that. I mean, that you have to enjoy that, you know, rather than seeing a whole face, you just have to, we're limited to seeing, you know, our fellow man's eyes, and, you know, that, and,
You know, there's something to be said. There's something to be said about that. What the mm-hmm. eyes are supposedly the mirror of the soul.
It's true,
or something to that effect.
Yeah, that's the quote. Yeah,
you know, and so when you, I get to the point when people would say, "Hey, Earl," and I'm dumbfounded, and I'm looking around, and I'm, "Hey, who is you?" You know, Hey, and they've got the mask on, and they recognize me, but I certainly don't recognize who they are with this mask on. And, you know, man, I don't know. We've grown accustomed to that. And hey, Mark, thank you very much.
Yep. Thank you, brothers.
Yeah, thank you as always. You said what, Evan?
You've, on the flip side of that, something that my fiance Haley has experienced probably more times than she could count during the pandemic here, but it's you know, men behind the cashier or at the help window or whatever saying, take off that mask so I can see you smile. Now, I think a lot of women out there can attest to comments like this, like, oh, let's see a smile. You're so beautiful. Let's see a smile. And it makes you just want to smack them right in the mouth, right?
Yeah,
but now it's moved on to that mask. So like they, ooh, yeah, that's a tough one.
You know, man, I wanted to talk a little bit, and I'll do this on the other side.
Yeah.
But you really, I've got to, I'm now terrified again.
Sure.
About, and not because... Because even all of these friends that I know who have now contracted, they have been as careful as I have been.
And shout out to Fancy Brian, out of the woods. Got his negative test.
Congratulations.
He's feeling better. Yep. And that was a big one for me, you know, because he's as careful as anybody that I know. So I'm happy to report that.
But if people who I know are careful and they've contracted the virus... And they're not, and these aren't people who are, you know, turning it loose on Friday at 6 o'clock for cocktail hour. And yet, like I am, hey, I'm at home unless I have to go to a store or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But man, you know, I'm really leery of it now.
You're boosted, you know, just stay healthy, get that sleep, get that vitamin D when you can. You know, hopefully we'll see the other side of this thing.
All right, we've got to go to break. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the new Earl Ingram Show. Be right back. Oh, no. Okay, well, let's...
I blew it, y'all.
Well, listen, man, you didn't blow anything.
We got
man.
A minute
you
know, yet.
but a minute is valuable, man. There's so many things I can do with a minute.
That's true.
I can't do jumping jacks because I'm sitting in a chair.
You know what I want to do in this minute? I just want to say how nice it was to meet your boy the other day. When we interviewed Lena, that was such a cool moment. I didn't say anything.
Jamari.
Yep, I didn't say anything to you that day.
You know,
but that was so cool.
You know, people always say he is your son, and I remember always saying, "Nah, it's not my son. He's a young man that we took into our home, but he's not my biological son." But they say you've had him since he was how old? I say 2. And they say, well, what are you talking about, man? You've had him since he was 2 years old. That is your son. And so I've gotten to the point where
now we're out.
Yeah.